This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A run in Grand Rivers in honor of the late Amelia Wilson raised a significant amount of money and awareness for organ donation. Wilson's husband, Alan Wilson, who is an attorney, says they were overwhelmed by the support for Amelia's run that took place October 22nd.
My wife, Amelia, was a liver transplant recipient, and last year was the first year for Amelia's Run, which benefits Kentucky Organ Donor Affiliate.
Wilson says the results were better than he and the family ever anticipated.
It was an incredible turnout this year for our second annual race. We had 141 registered runners. We raised just over $19,000. And it was a beautiful, beautiful day in Grand Rivers, so we were so glad.
He adds Amelia received the gift of life in 2005.
She was diagnosed with liver disease when we were 19 years old. And she waited 4.5 years for a liver transplant. On April 4, 2005, she got the call that she was receiving the gift of life. Her liver donor was a 13-year-old little boy from West Virginia named John Cody Conley.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th. Come out for all the action, including bull riding, barrel racing, and steer wrestling. Friday's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night benefits the Horses and Hope program. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo is just a part of the fun at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Learn about the country store and the livestock competition at LivestockExpo.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Alan Wilson says after his wife Amelia received the liver donation in 2005, she achieved much in her short life.
She went on to graduate from the University of Kentucky 3 times. She worked for the Kentucky Department of Agriculture and then for Congressman James Comer, representing him in counties throughout western Kentucky.
After her death in June 2021, Livingston County Fiscal Court honored her memory.
The fourth Saturday in October every year, the Amelia B. Wilson Organ Donor Awareness Day.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.